in a bottle. Introducing Lifeway Shot Health Drink. Ginger for digestion. Beetroot for stamina. Aloe vera for skin. Tamarind for metabolism. Baobab for immune support. Lifeway Shot. Embrace wellness naturally.
Your business deserves a boost, and CEEC is here to help. The Citizens Economic Empowerment Commission, CEEC, is offering 2026 business loans under the Empowerment Fund. Open to youths, women, persons with disability, startups, cooperatives, and established companies. Financing is available for...
and Voice News, your global link.
RPP commends UPND administration for transforming the economy. Matambo unhappy with delays on Kitwe roadworks. And crowds voice support for the opposition ahead of election in Uganda. Good afternoon. To present the main news, I am Chimba Chilopa. The Republican Progressive Party, RPP, has commended the positive economic developments recorded under the United Party for National Development, UPND government. Association President Leslie Chikuse attributed the continued improvement in Zambia's macroeconomic environment to economic policies and programs being implemented by the UPND administration. Mr. Chikuse noted the gains of Kwacha, which has traded below the psychological level of 20 kwacha to the United States dollar, despite challenges such as the worst drought in history and escalated international oil prices. He further applauded government success in reducing inflation from 16.7% in January 2025 to 11.2% by December 2025. Mr. Chikuse mentioned that the improvement in power supply has significantly reduced the burden of load shedding on households and small businesses. These developments clearly demonstrate that Zambia is making steady progress, said Mr. Chikuse in a statement issued to RCV News in Osaka today. He has encouraged government to remain resolute in safeguarding gains from record high copper prices through prudent policy measures, economic diversification, job creation, and sustained investment in energy, health, education, and skills development. Lusaka Province Minister Shiu Mulyata has commissioned a modern market shelter, mechanized water supply system, and an ablution block worth 1.1 million kwacha for traders in Chitemalesa area of Rufunsa district. The market infrastructure was constructed under the Zambia Devolution Support Program with support from the World Bank. Zanis reports that Ms. Mulyata, who is also Rufunsa Member of Parliament, said the facility will collectively address long-standing challenges faced by traders who previously operated under unsafe conditions. She said the project, aligned with the local authority's Integrated Development Plan, IDP, prioritizing local economic development and improved market infrastructure. The minister added that the investment demonstrates how effective planning, decentralization, and community participation deliver tangible development outcomes through strategic, transparent, and accountable use of public resources while reducing poverty. Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has expressed disappointment at the slow progress made on the rehabilitation of selected township roads in Kitwe. Zanish reports that Mr. Matambo, who was accompanied by Kitwe District Commissioner Wance Mongonomo, Kitwe Mayor Mwayampasa, and other stakeholders during an on-site inspection, called on the contractor to speed up the completion of the roadworks. Mr. Matambo said the contractor was expected to do about 70% of the work in 7 months, but only 4% has been covered. The minister has since called on the contractor, Chifa Enterprises Limited, to appear before the provincial office and explain the cause of delays in making progress on the roadworks. Mr. Matambo, however, commended the contractor for the quality of work despite the delay. The Chalimbana University Student Union has pledged its full support to President Hakainde Hichilema's leadership. Zanis reports that speaking in Chongwe yesterday, Union President Enos Kaoma said the union is pleased with the government's decision to construct modern classrooms and upstairs hostels, among others, for students at Chalimbana University. Mr. Kaoma said once completed, the new infrastructure will help in addressing accommodation challenges for students. He commended President Hichilema for initiating the construction of modern classrooms, staff houses, library, and upstairs hostels. Mr. Kaoma stressed that the union, together with the students, are happy with the coming of the state-of-the-art infrastructure. He said the union has over 1,000 reasons to support President Hichilema because he has stood by their side. In African news, crowds took to the streets in the outskirts of Kampala to voice support for opposition leader and presidential candidate Bobi Wine. Wine is going up against longtime President Yoweri Museveni, who has ruled the country since 1986 by rewriting the rules multiple times to remain in office. Museveni is seeking a seventh term in these elections. Term and age limits have been done away with and rivals imprisoned or sidelined, much to the dismay of demonstrators. Coming up shortly, Iran medics describe overwhelmed hospitals as protests continue. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has hit almost every family. If you are not infected, then you are affected. Support and care for people living with HIV is everyone's responsibility. People living with HIV have health, emotional, spiritual, nutritional, social, and physical needs. The goal of providing care and support is to make the lives of people living with HIV and AIDS and their families a little easier and more comfortable. Any person can offer care and support for people living with HIV and AIDS, and you inclusive.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now the rest of the news. As protests in Iran continue and Iranian authorities issued coordinated warnings to protesters, a doctor and medic at two hospitals told the BBC their facilities were overwhelmed with injuries. One doctor said a Tehran Eye hospital had gone into crisis mode, while the BBC also obtained a message from a medic in another hospital saying it did not have enough surgeons to cope with the influx of patients. On Friday, U.S. President Donald Trump said Iran was in big trouble and warned, "You better not start shooting because we'll start shooting too." Iran, in a letter to the UN Security Council, blamed the U.S. for turning the protests into what it called violent subversive acts and widespread vandalism. That's the news to date. Here's another look at the headlines. The Republican Progressive Party, RPP, has commended the positive economic developments recorded under the United Party for National Development, UPND, government. Copperbelt Province Minister Elisha Matambo has expressed disappointment at the slow progress made on the rehabilitation of selected township roads in Kitwe. And crowds took to the streets in the outskirts of Kampala to voice support for opposition leader and presidential candidate Bobi Wine. For more news, follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and YouTube with the handle RTV News. My name is Chimba Chiloba. Stay tuned.
Are you stuck in a traffic jam? Or cutting some hair at the barbershop?
Welcome to this edition of Lifestyle Such a Joy.
Are you at the marketplace? Or office? Or maybe relaxing with loved ones, or simply in the mood of worship. Radio Christian Voice has you covered 24/7 every day of the week.
Your home since 94.